Hall of Famer Jimmy Tactor, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much.
Before we talk about the Maple Leaf Trot this Saturday, I'd like to get your thoughts on how Corky raced this past Saturday in the Stanley Dancer. Finished fourth out of the 10-hole, a bit of a tough assignment. What were your thoughts overall?
It's when you have outside post and you're leaving hard, the first eight, you know, kind of sting them a little bit, you know. And I don't think he was really at his best target. We did a couple checkup on him, and I couldn't find anything wrong with him. But, I don't know. He might get a little bit stung that first eight. Felt good otherwise, you know.
Is the heat starting to play a role in perhaps some of the horses' performances, maybe not necessarily for the better?
Yeah, we had such a weird spring and early summer here. I mean, you know, it's been raining a lot, and actually, quite a few horses, you know, battling allergies and stuff like that. And, I spoke to my veterinarian, several trainers have similar issues, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's a lot of allergy going around on the horses right now.
Sure. You had to dream on in the Dell Miller against Be a Magician, who happened to trot a world record 151 mile on Saturday night. Just want to get your opinion. Is Be a Magician better than the boys at this point?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, sure, she was extremely impressive in her last performance. I mean, she did this on her own, and she's just a fantastic horse. They're coming back fantastic this year.
Now, as a follow-up to that, I should ask, you know, that, okay, the circumstances are different in 2013 for you from 2007 when you raced Pampered Princess in the Hambo. But given the opportunity, would you race a filly like Pampered Princess against a Colts in a two-heat race like the Hambo as they're going back to heats now?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, it's, the race is completely different race now when you got to go two heats. And, you know, the males are a little stronger when it comes to a thing like that. So, I'm afraid my feeling did not come back so far, you know, like I was hoping she should have done. But, we never had the Hamiltonian in our radar because of two heats. I think you can jeopardize the future after that.
Let me ask you about the heat format. You being a Scandinavian trainer, the emphasis is on conditioning, I would think, more than say, even in most countries. So would not a horse that's in a barn with that European influence, particularly Scandinavian, would they not be more fit to race in a heat event like the Hamiltonian?
Probably not. I mean, heat races is tough. I mean, it's the old formula. I mean, in the old days we could have possibly go 3-8, so it's it was even tougher. But today, our sport horses going so fast today. So it's going to take a lot of toll on a lot of these horses. But the same token, it's the old formula. Like you have elimination. It's a lot of things that happen between. In that week, you know, horses could come up with some sickness and things like that, and your horse maybe not coming into the final the way he was in elimination. So I'm for it and I'm against it, you know, in yeah. some aspect. But, you know, it's basically bringing out the true champion that day.
Yeah. I want to shift gears for a minute. Last year's two top trotters from the Hambo are back as four-year-olds. They're racing against each other in this year's Maple Leaf Trot. Market share in your trotter, Guccio, who seems like a horse that sort of flew under the radar last year, but really stamped himself as a divisional contender with that 151 and 1 mile at Pocono on June 15th.
Yeah, he's coming back good. I mean, I like Uncle Peter, too. I think Peter is maybe a notch better than Guccio. I mean, I always bragged about him, and he's really been racing super his last couple of starts, and I expect him to, have a better shot in the Maple Leaf than Guccio. But, you know, it's an eight-horse field. Guccio is a little slow out of start, so, you know, with eight-horse field, it's going to be a little bit shorter field, and he has such a good rush coming home, Guccio. So, you know, I expect that race going to be high fraction in it because, you know, it's You've got a couple of Canadian horses that can leave real hard. Peter can leave hard. And I don't think market share after he's qualified, he won't see too far either, you know. So it's going to be high pace, and that race maybe could fit Gucci quite a bit. But, you know, I like both of my horses going into this race. They qualify very well Saturday at Medland. So, you know, with a little racing luck, I think they can be right there.
I want to talk about the number of four-year-olds that are in for the 2013 Maple Leaf Trot. In fact, half the field are four-year-olds. Maven, who won the Ambro Flight last month. We keep hearing that racing four-year-olds against older horses is tougher, but these four-year-olds don't seem to mind it. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it was a little bit, the timing was maybe, you know, a little bit in our favor because, you know, I mean, you take a horse like Arch Madness, he's getting older, and Chapter 7, you know, was retired. So it really was kind of shallow in the age trotters, you know, going into this season. So, I mean, you know, you take, for example, if you bring a four-year-old back from this crop this year, and they're going to race against these horses, if they continue racing as a five-year-old, it's going to be a lot harder. So it's you know, like a lot of these horses, they've been racing for a long time, and they're getting, you know, basically do not have the same power they had maybe a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you have put yourself down to drive both of your entries. You're a talented man, but you're going to only be able to drive one of them. Which will it be? Why will you drive that trotter, and then who will drive the other?
Actually, I'm not going to go up there. I mean, we have such a messy day on Saturday. I have horses, three horses racing up in Meadows, the two in the Adios, and also Yonkers Trot at Yonkers, and these horses. So I have to actually go to Yonkers myself to race. Don't you forget it there. So I'm going to fly up David Miller and Ron Pierce. Ron Pierce going to drive Guccio for me, and Uncle Peter going to be driven by David Miller.
Well, you picked the top flight team to do that for you. Market share qualified in 150-3 this past weekend. Amazing. Your trotters have both set world records this year, and for quite some time, your three-year-old Tom Ridge held the trot for a record for a mile at 150-2. Do you think this group has what it takes to finally break the 150 mark this year? Will we see it at Mohawk this Saturday?
It's possible. I don't know if Mohawk is... Mohawk, actually, they've been flying up there too, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the miles been going up there, so... I mean, it's very possible. Mostly time when they have those big races, you know, like a 500,000-600,000 races, rarely they actually break the world records on those, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, it's become a little bit more kind of weird-driven, those races, you know. So, but I'm almost certain that the 50 mark is going to be in the past after this season. I would be shocked if it's not, because there is so many good horses that actually can pace Elitrot in 51 and better right now. So somebody get a little better trip than the other one, and have a little bit more coming home. Those fifths gonna just you know, go away. I mean, they for sure will break 50 mark this year.
Want to ask you about the weather conditions. It's oppressively hot over much of North America this weekend, with the humidex factor. It's going to be 40 degrees or 104 Fahrenheit. What kind of training regimen will your horses go through this week to best prepare them for those conditions?
Well, you know, I mean, of course you have to, you know, adjust your training according to the weather. But, you know, I mean, we start very early in the morning. We basically done about 7:30 with, you know, no more horses can go out after that because they eat. But even if this morning, I mean, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, it was terrible hot, and you just have to be very cautious how you, you know, because it's so hard to hydrate them enough to, you know, for the fluid they're losing in the training. So, you know, I train them very, very light going into this race now. I mean, Yeah. First of all, these horses qualified really tough miles, and the racing very tough miles, and I don't think they need all that much now between.
No, if they're not tight by now, they never will be, I suppose.
No, I mean it's hard enough for these horses to, you know, try to stay comfortable in this heat, and I mean if you're going multiple heats with them, and now at this time of the year you could jeopardize the health of the horse and, of course, the performance of them.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Jimmy Tactor. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck this Saturday.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada, Executive Editor Jeff Porchak, and Board Communications.